Order. Order.
The House returned from a fortnight's adjournment with the opposition keen to use its first chance to tackle the government on some controversial issues that arose during the break. First question of the day was about mining and national parks. For the Prime Minister, it was from opposition leader Phil Goff, who wanted to know if Mr Key stood by a recent statement refusing to rule out mining in sensitive protected areas.
Mr Speaker, what I stand by is an environmentally sensitive mining. Well, interesting enough that the Leader of the Opposition would laugh because...
Mr Key's explanation was interrupted by a complaint from Labour's Trevor Mallard that the Prime Minister was not showing proper respect for the Speaker.
The habit he has of turning his back to you instead of addressing the Chair, as is a requirement under the standing orders, is getting worse, and sir, some of us are finding it quite offensive.
Order. Order.
Ignoring the howls of derision from government MPs, the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, ruled on Trevor Mallard's complaint.
When the Prime Minister does turn away from the chair, it is very difficult to hear, and the Speaker must be able to hear what the Prime Minister is saying, and I could not hear, and so I accept a perfectly valid point of order.
The Speaker also upheld a complaint from Labour's Deputy Leader, Annette King, after Mr Key accused her of making things up.
I think it's a fair objection to. I think the Prime Minister should refrain from saying that in an answer.
Annette King's questions focused on job creation.
My questions to the Prime Minister: how many jobs have resulted from his job summit held in February 2009?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, that is impossible to tell.
Mr Key then got into trouble by answering another of Mrs King's questions about jobs with information about the cycleway.
And if Labour want to campaign on ripping the cycle trail up, go ahead.
I think I anticipate the member's point of order. The member did ask about jobs. And
I asked if he can recall telling New Zealanders that around 4,000 jobs would be created. And then went on to tell him how many have so far. He told us about the plans for the cycleway.
I hear the member, and I think it would be helpful if the Prime Minister could answer something about jobs in the
Mr Speaker, program. Over time, when those 18 cycle trails are completed, my estimates is there'll be a lot more than that.
Finally, the first ever question from the new Greens MP, Gareth Hughes.
To the Minister of Foreign Affairs, will he call on the Japanese government to release New Zealand citizen Peter Bethune of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society?
The Honourable Murray McCulley.
Speaker, when Mr Bethune stepped aboard the Shonan Maru, he rendered himself liable to Japanese legal jurisdiction as a consequence of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. That convention recognises that vessels on the high seas are under the exclusive jurisdiction of the flag state of the vessel. The New Zealand government naturally hopes the Japanese authorities will release Mr Bethune. However, we accept that he's been charged with trespass, and this matter needs to be resolved by the Japanese judicial system. The New Zealand Embassy in Tokyo is giving Mr Bethune the consular assistance that any New Zealand citizen can expect in such circumstances. But just as New Zealand's judicial system operates independently of all outside direction, we cannot seek to interfere in the judicial processes of another country.
Mr McCulley said he talked on the phone to his Japanese counterpart, while Greens co-leader Materia Ture made this request.
I seek leave to table a copy of the Maritime Crimes Act 1999, and particularly Section 8 of that Act, which imports the Rome Convention into New Zealand law, suggesting that Pete Bethune was acting lawfully in boarding the Japanese ship to arrest the captain for the purpose of the destruction of the Andy Gill.
The member will resume his seat immediately.
The Speaker told Materia Ture that she couldn't use a point of order to argue a case.
That is totally outside standing orders. Now, leave has been sought to table that act, that document. Is there any objection? There is objection.
Just as there was for this request from the Greens co-leader before the start of question time.
I seek leave, sir, to move a motion without notice about the arrest of New Zealand anti-whaling activist Peter Bethune by the Japanese authorities.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection.
And that's it for now. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.